Welcome to season two of Schoolin' Around, a podcast hosted by Branchy Minds, featuring prominent leaders, subject matter experts, and thought innovators with their perspectives on the current challenges facing K-12 education. I'm your host, Larissa Napolitan, a former teacher, instructional coach, and a member of the Branchy Minds team, here to lead conversations with educational leaders and experts, and to shine a light on phenomenal educators and those that are on a mission to transform our schools and the lives of students. Maybe you've been listening for a while, or this is your first episode. If you like what you hear, would you do us a favor by rating and reviewing us on iTunes? This is a fantastic way to tell us you enjoy what we are creating. Also, if you want more MTSS resources, sign up for our weekly newsletter using the link in the show notes. Before our show today, I want to start by sharing another MTSS hero shout out. I'm excited to recognize Kimberly from Cursage Regional School District in New Hampshire. Kimberly is a school counselor, and her colleague Leia says this about her. Kim goes above and beyond on a regular basis to support students, their families, and the people she works with. She puts an incredible amount of time, energy, and effort and care into everything she does. With Kim, you always have a partner, and you will truly feel like you're never alone when working with her. Kim, thank you for all your hard work. Now, on to the episode. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Schoolin' Around. I must say, these MTSS Explained episodes are starting to become my favorite because it's like sitting down with you to grab a cup of coffee. As I've mentioned before, this extremely fun job of hosting Schoolin' Around, I was a teacher and instructional coach. And one of my mistakes as a new instructional coach was applying my understanding of student learning directly to adult professional development. My goal was always to model instructional strategies and practices that worked with students. However, my super fun get-out-of-the-seat learning games were not always as engaging or appropriate for adult learners. I quickly realized that training my peers would look vastly different than a classroom full of eighth graders. Both of them didn't laugh at my jokes. But let's discuss today how to apply that MTSS mindset to your PD for adults to ensure that you're making the most of everyone's time. Did you know that despite the staggering $18 billion spent annually on professional development across the U.S., 56% of teachers express dissatisfaction with the quality of their learning experiences, particularly in the realm of new initiatives? That is more than half of teachers agreeing on this, and I must confess, I was in that percentage too. Understandably, educators are discerning when it comes to professional development. They want tangible impacts on their work and student outcomes, as do school leaders. When it comes to planning PD, we all know that leaders encounter a vast range of staff expertise and experience. And educators are some of the toughest critics for their own learning, right? It's essential to make the most of your professional development time and differentiate according to the needs of those adult learners. So let's chat about what it means to facilitate learning for adults. I want to talk about the essential ingredient of PD, rooted in adult learning principles. Hopefully you've heard the name Malcolm Knowles, but if you haven't, he was an American educator and the brains behind adult learning theory, which he developed while he was diving into the concept that grown-ups seek knowledge they can actually apply. Adult learning theory is also known as andragogy, which is defined as the art and science of teaching adults. That's a really hard word, and I'll probably mispronounce it again. According to instructionaldesign.org, andragogy, that's only the second time I need to say it, assumes that adults need the following. They need to know why they are learning something. They need experiential learning. They love a problem-solving approach, and they want topics that have immediate value. And that all makes sense, right? Building on that foundation of adult learning, let's talk about the idea that your MTSS actually might be your key to leading professional learning for MTSS implementation. Think about it. Just how MTSS works for students, giving them different levels of support based on what they need, we can do the same for educators. Providing systematic MDS learning for educators, depending on their needs, has an exponential impact on your MTSS efforts over time. A long-term approach to professional learning is key to MTSS implementation, right? It doesn't happen overnight. Staff turnover and promotion mean that there's always educators new to the practice or even new to their role within the framework. As with MTSS for students, consider, what does every staff member need to know about MTSS? What differentiation is needed for different roles? How will you ensure that new staff members are scaffolded into the MTSS practice? And which campuses or staff members may need additional help? Let's begin with that question, what does everyone need to know? So when you start, you will want to begin by assessing the needs of everyone. Find out where they are with MTSS implementation. This will include observation, data collection, and analysis. But you should just ask your staff directly what they need and how they would like to engage in their learning. Staff members are often very aware of the learning needs for themselves and for their departments. And if you're starting your MTSS implementation brand new, many aspects of your MTSS practice may have already been taught to your staff within items like RTI or PBIS. And when you know what staff already know about these things, this can help you shape the language or even the training around MTSS. So an example of how a needs assessment can impact your training, I think back to when we were implementing a new LMS at the school I was working at. I might have assumed that all teachers needed help with the technical aspects of the implementation, but after giving a survey, the results kind of indicated that only a select group actually needed that. The survey also gave me insight to know how many people really wanted small group learning rather than self-directed when it came to learning a new technology. And that kind of makes sense. They wanted that hands-on support. We also want to talk about format. Embracing a flipped learning environment, such as assigning pre-session homework, can completely change your PD environment. By front-loading content delivery, you can ensure valuable time together can be dedicated to dynamic discussions, problem-solving, and skill-building activities, maximizing the impact of every single minute of your meeting and empowering leaders and MTSS teams to drive effective implementation. And this is when you get to address those big why questions and have those deep conversations that you can't have in a self-directed course, right? So for flipped learning, this would be when you could use those asynchronous courses and self-directed learning, a set of videos, right? A great example of this would be when my teacher team watched a video about dyslexia before coming into dyslexia training. And this enabled us to really spend the time learning practical application rather than on just the basics of what dyslexia is. And when you offer multiple formats and even choices, that's a great way to engage your adult learners and offer some control because adults like control, right? Even when the whole staff is learning about the same topic with MTSS, there's ways you can differentiate too, right? And within MTSS, there are so many different pieces that your team may self-designate the different areas that they want or need to learn more about. So next, let's talk about the second question. What differentiation is needed for different roles? There are different roles within the MTSS process, and not every role needs to be trained or expected to operate in the same way, right? Consider how you might differentiate for those different roles. Professional development time is always difficult to fit in the calendar, as there are often competing initiatives and a desire to limit teachers' time out of the classroom, right? Protecting that instructional time. So when you group educators by their different roles, that allows for shorter, more direct learning sessions specific to those roles. And a few roles that I like to think about are, and these are maybe a few roles that you haven't even thought about too, right? Substitutes, right? Have we thought about how to ensure that the substitutes have an understanding of MTSS, especially long-term subs? And is there something that they can do when they onboard to teach in your district, like a course to complete or videos to watch? Another group is the interventionists. What kind of specific training do they need around interventions, whether it be reading interventions or math interventions? Another group to think about is paraprofessionals, right? They're in the classroom doing the work. So how could we provide them training to assist with interventions, co-teaching, and even other various pieces of MTSS they might have in hand in, right? You might have a para that is taking the lead on some of the PBIS efforts in your school. Another group to think about is that special and electives group. How does MTSS apply to their content and everyday practice? They may not be dealing with academics, but SEL and behavior most definitely, right? Another group to consider is those counselors and the school psychologists. What training do they need to do their work effectively? And that leads to those leaders or in the building or within the MTSS teams, right? Your school counselors or school psychologists might be a part of those teams. And you want to think about what can you do to train them to help facilitate the work at the different levels. So differentiation is happening in all of these different ways, right? But for each of these, it's best to consider what format, what topics, and when the training should happen. Some may be ongoing and some may be a one-time thing. This leads to that third question. How will you ensure that new staff members are scaffolded into the MTSS practice? Considering that MTSS is a multi-year implementation, most likely every year there will be new staff members onboarding within your school district, and it's essential to have a plan on how to scaffold those into the practice. This again is a great opportunity to use asynchronous self-paced courses or pair these new staff members with buddies or mentors. Buddy staff or mentors can help ensure the staff have all the information they need to approach the work and even just someone to like ask all their stupid questions to. One thing that I always did for my new staff members was to provide them with a acronym cheat sheet, right? We love our acronyms in education. And so I provided them with all the different terminology that we use specific to our district and to our school, right? Our MTSS team was called something different, so they needed to like know what that acronym was. And then I also had those buddies and mentors go over that with them and give them specific content and support like every quarter throughout the year to make sure they are just up to speed. And then have someone just to kind of provide them with ongoing context of the different things we were learning. And another idea is to really build an ongoing training model where there are multiple on-ramps for learners. And this kind of leads to that last question that we want to ask is which campuses or staff members may need additional help. And so I want to apply an MTSS mindset to your PD in this manner and really consider how are you going to support those that need more targeted or intensive help. Sound familiar? Going back to my example about that small group of teachers needing help with technology implementation, what I did was plan to offer a time after school where they could come for specific questions or help. And if they couldn't make it, I planned times to stop by their classrooms to help when it was convenient for them. As well, throughout the year, I shared tech tips through weekly emails with tutorial videos and step-by-step instructions. Often when we do initial trainings, especially at the beginning of the year, your teams can get overwhelmed by all of the information, right? It's like drinking out of a fire hose. They may not know what they don't know until they get stuck or have a problem to solve. This is why it's important to have a way to provide ongoing support and coaching throughout the year. But most likely, like with any new change or implementation, they will encounter different barriers. Implementing system level change like MTSS doesn't happen overnight. There are so many different moving pieces and every person within the system is impacted. If you are in the beginning or the middle of your MTSS implementation, Branching Minds has a fantastic professional services team that offers tailored professional development for district specific needs. You can go to branchingminds.com to request a consultation. We also have a few specific resources to help, like our admin guide to supporting teachers and much more. And I'll include all of those in our show notes. No matter the approach that you take, it is important to be intentional and thoughtful about how you provide learning for your team. The professional learning for your team is foundational to the outcomes of your work. Take the time to learn how to adapt your processes to adults that you support by asking them how they want to experience learning and what support they need for their specific roles. For those that are working hard to support educators, we see you and we know that your work is important. After all, supported teachers are the backbone of a successful MTSS. Thanks for listening and have a great week. Welcome to Season 2 of Schoolin' Around, a podcast hosted by Branching Minds, featuring prominent leaders, subject matter experts, and thought innovators with their perspectives on the current challenges facing K-12 education. I'm your host, Larissa Napolitan, a former teacher, instructional coach, and a member of the Branchy Minds team, here to lead conversations with educational leaders and experts, and to shine a light on phenomenal educators and those that are on a mission to transform our schools and the lives of students. Maybe you've been listening for a while, or this is your first episode. If you like what you hear, would you do us a favor by rating and reviewing us on iTunes? This is a fantastic way to tell us you enjoy what we are creating. Also, if you want more MTSS resources, sign up for our weekly newsletter using the link in the show notes.